From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Bush today told reporters in the White House Rose Garden that recent actions by Russia against the former Soviet Republic of Georgia represent a dramatic and brutal escalation of violence. And just back from the Beijing Olympics, the president pressed Moscow to accept an immediate ceasefire and pull back its troops.
Russia's government must respect Georgia's territorial integrity and sovereignty. The Russian government must reverse the course it appears to be on and accept this peace agreement as a first step toward resolving this conflict.
The fighting comes on the heels of a Georgian offensive that began last week to try and regain control of the restive province of South Ossetia. Mikhail Saakashvili, president of the former Soviet Republic, says Russian forces have captured several towns, a military base, and a main highway near the central city of Gori, essentially cutting the country in half. John McCain, meanwhile, is stepping up his criticism of Russia for member station WITF in Harrisburg. Scott Detrow reports.
McCain's calling for an emergency session of the United Nations Security Council and the G7 to address the crisis. Though he says the United States shouldn't get involved militarily, the Arizona senator says he'd send Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to Russia to mediate. McCain says he's suspicious of Russia's motives.
I think it's very clear that Russian ambitions are to restore the old Russian Empire. Not the Soviet Union, but the Russian Empire, which means a near abroad, which means you have great influence or control over surrounding countries.
The presumptive Republican presidential nominee says it's clear Vladimir Putin is still calling the shots in Russia, despite handing over the presidency to Dmitry Medvedev earlier this year. For NPR News, I'm Scott Detrow in Harrisburg.
Federal agents descended on a New Orleans housing organization hired by the city to clean up some of the damage from Hurricane Katrina today. The raid was part of a broader fraud investigation into New Orleans Affordable Housing Corporation. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
FBI and IRS officials arrived at the New Orleans Affordable Homeownership Corp, or NOAA, with a subpoena related to a broader fraud investigation. At issue is whether the nonprofit company billed the city for work that was never performed. According to officials familiar with the probe, NOAA was supposed to help low-income and elderly victims of Hurricane Katrina. Under its agreement with the city, NOAA was supposed to hire contractors to demolish or gut homes ravaged by the hurricane. Investigators have found, among other things, that homes that were supposed to have been destroyed were still standing. A federal grand jury authorized federal agents to collect documents related to the nonprofit company's finances and its client files. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 48 points to end the session at 11,782. This is NPR. In results from the Beijing Olympics, some major comebacks to report, one that helped swimmer Michael Phelps capture his second gold medal of the Games, and the other that prevented American Katie Hoff from getting the gold. A 100-meter relay by Jason Lezak in the men's 400-meter freestyle, in which Phelps swam the lead, helped the U.S. team take the gold medal from the French. It marked the second gold medal for Phelps at this year's Games. Hoff, who led in the final turn of the women's 400 freestyle, was defeated, however, by Rebecca Adelton of Britain. This year's Olympics are shaping up to be perhaps the most watched ever Summer Games, with 114 million viewers tuning in for at least part of the broadcast over the first 2 days. Pilots for Delta and Northwest have agreed to cooperate under one contract if the airline gets federal approval to merge. Delta's acquisition of Northwest would create the world's largest airline. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Charles Edwards reports.
With the agreement, Atlanta-based Delta and Northwest have done something unprecedented. That's according to Captain Rob Hazard, a spokesperson for Delta's pilots union.
Well, the significance of today's announcement is this is the first time in the history of any airline merger that a pilot contract has been agreed to by both the company and both pilot groups in advance of the close of the merger.
Airline industry experts say such pre-merger deals are important. They point back to 2005 when U.S. Airways bought America West. The two companies are now U.S. Airways, but America West pilots are still operating under a separate contract. Delta and Northwest aren't in the clear, though. The remaining question is, how will they blend seniority lists from each airline into one? Seniority determines a pilot's pay, benefits, and work schedule. For NPR News, I'm Charles Edwards in Atlanta.
And I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.